Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Justin. How are you today?
You know, I'm good. And we're going to talk about something fun today.
Yes.
This is Web Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about eBay.
Oh, eBay. You know, I used to use eBay a lot more than I do now.
Right. I used to get on there and shop for things quite
just,
a bit.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a couple reasons for that. But I still do like to look at eBay, especially for those hard-to-find gifts.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You can find basically anything eBay. So, you know, this time of year, we're looking for interesting Christmas gifts, or even not interesting. I mean, you can find basic, common things
sure.
on eBay.
Sure,
but, you know, if you want something unusual, there are some unusual things on eBay.
Yeah, it is the world's largest online marketplace, right?
Yeah, it is. They still hold on to that title. So I think it even says it on their page.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is eBay? I guess is a good question.
Right.
It's a place where anyone, being you, can sell anything.
Yeah.
You can list things for sale, and then you can go on there and, you know, shop all the listings.
Right. So even if you just have something random at your house, you can earn a little extra cash
right.
by putting it on eBay.
And it used to be, I mean, it used to be an auction site, but now there is a lot of buy it now
mm-hmm.
options. So literally you don't have to wait for the auction to end if you're not into that. I used to love the auction, but I'd be so ultra competitive, if you know my personality, that like I would sit there, I was that person who would like get upgraded internet just so I could click the button faster than the person, you know, in Texas
yeah.
I was bidding against. And so I would always win, pretty
yeah.
much.
Well, and I should say thank you, because I know some of those items you won were for me.
So. I did. I used to shop for one of the things I shopped for you. You're an avid Barbie collector.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of Barbies that you
yeah.
couldn't, you know, you couldn't buy anymore, but you could get them on eBay from other collectors or whatever.
Right, just because, you know, a current merchant doesn't have them anymore at
right.
the store.
Yeah. So collectibles are really... big thing on eBay, antiques, things like that. You know, and then every seller has ratings, which you should always make sure that you look at too, to see, you know, if they have a high approval rating, you know, it's safer to
mm-hmm.
shop with them, you know, because people do sometimes get ripped off by
yeah.
eBay merchants. But, you know, that's, like I said, keep an eye on that user rating that they have on there. And if you have a bad experience, you actually can complain and report that too.
So here's some really interesting, unique finds on eBay. They recently had the world's largest light bright.
I wonder how big the world's largest light bright was.
That would be really cool.
Interesting. And then the town of Bridgeview, California was actually the first town to be sold on eBay in 2002.
Wow.
And it's been up for sale three times since.
Oh my.
Owning a town is really not a very lucrative thing.
Population 25.
Right, exactly. Do you get the people included? I don't know.
Yeah, now in late November 2005, the original Hollywood sign was sold on eBay for $450,000.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Disney sold a retired monorail, it's like part of their monorail system,
mm-hmm.
for $20,000. So it's really interesting. And then someone sold some water that was said to be left in a cup Elvis Presley once drank from.
Wow.
And that was $455. So if you find some water that someone, you know, famous has apparently left in a cup, you could try to sell it on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to try to sell some water. From
okay.
my cup.
Okay.
See what happens. What do you think I'll get for it?
50 cents.
Great. Well, until then, thanks, son. You can visit eBay and see if you can find the water I list for sale. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.